Someone to Care International Ministries.
Well, I want to welcome you to Someone to Care International Ministry this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you might have to be watching. It's morning when we make the program. This is Pastor Shirley Cunningham. And as always, it is a privilege to be with you. We have our Christmas decorations out. It's fun to decorate for Christmas, isn't it? And it's fun to just think of the peace and the joy and the love and all that Jesus brought to us at his birth. But today I want to talk to you about some other things. And I've just had different things on my heart. And I'm not just sure what all God wants to say today, but we're living in a world that, there's just a lot of things going on that sometimes trouble people. And there's some things that I see that trouble my heart. And I want to talk to you today because there's one thing in my heart that I want to be sure of for you. I want to know that you truly are ready to meet your Maker, Almighty God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, when you leave this earth. So many people think, well, I've got a lot of time. I've got a lot of time left. But see, the thing is, we don't know that. And people live lifestyles that, I don't know. It concerns me that if they left this earth in that lifestyle, would they really be able to go to heaven? I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the judge. I talk to different people and they say, well, you know, this person, you know, saved. Some people believe that you can be saved and you can't lose your salvation. But then that's not scriptural. That's not scriptural at all. We can spend a lot of time trying to prove that. Or maybe on the other hand, we can say, well, if you're saved, you can't lose your salvation. But in that case, then I say if you're saved, you're going to walk in it. You're going to walk it. You're going to talk it. You're going to live it. You're not going to go from that. And then I see so many people that don't walk it. They don't talk it. They don't live it. But they say, yeah, but I was saved as a child. I'm okay. God will take me into heaven. Do you really want to take a chance on that? I wouldn't, personally. Because there's scriptures that say, but when we know to do right and we don't do it, it's sin. And Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death. But it also says the gift of God is eternal life. And so I see a lot of things that it's like it goes back and forth and churches argue over this and over that and who's right and who's wrong. Does it really matter who's right and who's wrong? Or could it be that we just simply need to say, God, I want to be sure of my soul's salvation. Lord, I want to walk with you. I want to do things the right way. I want to be obedient to your word. You see, when you come to a place in Jesus Christ where you get sold out to him, where nothing else matters. Where you can say, Lord God, I'm going to follow you no matter what. When you come to that place and you begin to converse with Him, things change in you. Now, the world may not like the changes. The devil for sure won't like the changes. A lot of your friends and family may not like the changes. But when you get right with God, you will change. And if you've never changed, if you're still doing the same old things and walking the same old way and buying the same old lies, then maybe you need to say, Jesus, am I really saved? I don't even know that a lot of ministers that stand up and preach in churches are really saved. I think that there's a lot that have missed out. And yet they don't know it because they've been so blinded and so deceived. And they think that they're doing something for God. You can't do anything for God other than obey Him and trust Him and love Him and follow Him and walk right before Him and just be obedient, obedient, obedience. There's so many things that people try to make happen, and they bring it all under the works of the flesh. And they feel like they have to work for Him. And they feel like they have to earn their salvation. But the Bible says, "For by grace you're saved and through faith." That it's not of works, but that it's a gift of God. So you can't work for it. And so some people come along and say, well, I accepted Christ, I can't be lost, I can't work for it, don't need to do nothing. But that's not what the Scriptures are teaching us either. Because it says that when we really love Jesus, we'll be known because we work for Him. But we're not saved because we work for Him. But because we love Him, we do His works. Because we love Him, we serve Him. Because we love Him, we lay aside all of the other things that we used to do. We lay down the offenses. We lay down the hatred. We lay down the jealousy. We lay down the works of the flesh. And we pick up the works of the Spirit. It's a spiritual work. And so God begins to change us inside. You know, you can come to Jesus and you can say you come to Jesus and never really submit to Him. You can come to an altar and you can bawl and squall and cry around. And you may fool a lot of people. And you may try to act like you're Christian. And maybe you have never truly, inside of your heart, inside of yourself, sold out to God. You see, there's something that it has to happen inside of you. It's not an outward appearance. It's not something that's outside. But it's something that goes on inside. And whenever you get saved, whenever you get born again, or whatever terminology you want to use, Christ moves inside. And when He moves inside, He takes up residence inside of your heart. Inside of you. And you change. It may not always be easy. There may be struggles. I can guarantee you there will be. You won't be perfect immediately, but in His eyes you will be. In the world's eyes, you may look crazy. They may not understand, but you're on a pathway, you see. And so the devil comes along and he tries to lie to you. That's just his job, you see. But whenever you really get Christ inside, you're not going to buy the lie. You're not going to take a hold of the lie. And even if you try to entertain it for just a little bit, Jesus comes along with the power of His Holy Spirit, with His Word, with other Christians, with His ministers. He'll come along and He'll say, "Child, come on, listen to me." I believe when you're truly, truly, honestly, with all of your heart, totally and completely submitted to Him, He'll hold on to you. And He'll bring you into that place where He can perfect you. Maybe some of you have made mistakes. Maybe you've bought that lie, but Jesus is still tugging at your heart and He's still pulling because He saw in the beginning you really meant business with Him. Once saved, always saved. Could it be? Only if it was true salvation. Only if it was a reality that you get a hold of and you don't let go of. Only if you did not change your mind. Only if you did not just blaspheme and say, "I don't want any more to do with this God." Only then. And even at that, there are people praying for you. There are people that are praying like moms, and I think it was last week David talked about how his grandma prayed for him. And you got moms and family and grandmas, you got people praying for you. And so God hears our prayers. And He keeps dealing with you. He keeps pulling at you. He keeps drawing you. Because maybe when you come to that altar the first time, you got saved in your head. It's something that sounded good and that you thought you wanted. But it never got into your heart. It never really settled deep inside of you, where you could just totally trust God no matter what. See, we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Proverbs says, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. So many people are intellectual, or they've got to figure everything out, or they've got to see it. Well, if I see it working, then I'll believe it. But that's not the way God has set it up. He has it set up in such a way that, well, we can just depend upon Him. We don't have to see everything working. You know, we don't have to go by sight. We have to go by faith. Because faith is a major tool that we need to use. Without faith, we know in Hebrews 11:1, without faith it is impossible to please Him, to please God. So we can't just throw our faith out the door and say, "Well, it didn't work." No, when you're truly saved, when you truly got Christ in your heart, there's a faith that's in there because His Spirit is in there. And that Spirit and His faith will begin to pull together. And you will not be happy any other way. You will not be happy going back to an old lifestyle. It will never work. It will never work. All it will do is dig you into ditches that you don't want to go into. All it will do is pull you down and make you most miserable. It'll make you angry. It'll make you depressed. It'll make you sick. So you don't ever want to do that. Not if you were truly born again. Not if you were truly saved when you cried out unto the Lord. It doesn't matter how hard it gets. There's still something there. There's still that pull of the Spirit of the living God. And you know it. I'm talking to someone today. You know I'm talking to you. You know the Holy Ghost is talking to you. And you might as well submit and say, Jesus, here I am. I'd like to tell you it's always going to be easy, but it won't be. As long as the devil runs around and is the god of this world, it won't be. But see, here's the thing. You've got power over him if you will only take it. If you will only come into a church like this, we'll teach you how to say in the name of Jesus. We'll teach you how to walk in victory. We'll teach you how to be overcomers. Because we are overcomers. The name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb, Jesus did everything that he needed to do for us to overcome and be victorious over anything that Satan does in this world. I'd like to tell you it's always easy. Well, it's not. And that's why you need to be in the congregation of a church like this where we know that we can walk victorious. That's why you need to call the pastor and say, Pastor, help me when you need help. That's why you need to take a stand for righteousness. Because you have the strength and you have the ability to do all of these things in Christ Jesus. The devil will say, well, you just need to be by yourself. You just need to just get off by yourself someplace. And no, here's the plan of the devil. He always wants to isolate you. Because when he isolates you, he can defeat you. God says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Oh, here's the other thing that the devil tells you. Oh, you don't need to go to church. Just turn the TV on. Praise God for TV listeners because you're listening now. But it doesn't take the place of church. It doesn't take the place of the assembling of yourselves together. The devil says, you don't need that. God says, you do. Now, who are you going to believe? You see, when you're truly saved, when you're truly born again, you're going to follow God. You're not going to follow the deceits and the whims and the wiles of the enemy. Ephesians, I think it's 2:28, says neither get, or 4:28 says neither give place to the devil. I may have that scripture wrong. We'll have to look it up and put it on the screen. But neither give place. Don't give the devil any place. Don't listen to that stuff. Well, the devil says churches don't need to work together. You just do your own thing for yourself. I praise God for churches that work with us. I praise God for that unity. Because Ephesians tells us that we're to come into that unity in the Spirit. Those that are truly born again are going to do what God says. And they're going to work together and they're going to work for the cause of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, are you truly born again? If you're just working for yourself, for your selfish reasons, for your own ministry, or for your own exaltation, but you never have time to help anybody else. Are you truly born again? I mean, is this what the scriptures teach? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think that our world pretty well shows that. Can you imagine what would happen if everybody in the church got born again for real? And unity comes together and love comes in and the Holy Ghost begins to come in with a power and a flow. Every demon of hell would be defeated. Every demon of hell would be put down. And nobody's going to believe the lies of the devil. Can you imagine how America would turn back around? how we could step into that righteous place, how we could step in to righteousness. Can you imagine? Wow. Maybe if it could just start with you. Maybe if you would just make those decisions for yourself and say, Lord, I want to know that I'm truly born again. I want to know that I'm walking in the Word, that I'm walking the way you want me to walk. Can you imagine if you would do that, and if your neighbors would do that, and if churches would do that, how quick we could turn around our nation. And if those across the world would do that, how quick we could win the world to Jesus Christ. Oh, wouldn't that be great? I believe it's possible. Now, I would like to tell you I believe it's going to happen. And I really can't say that. But I believe it's possible. Because God says, with Christ, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible with Him. It's just that so many people can't get past their selfishness. And they can't get past the things that the devil tells them. And they can't get past their flesh. And it causes so many problems in our world. It really does. Truly born again. Truly born again. I think years ago, people would come to the altar and they were hammered into salvation. They were scared into salvation. And they became afraid of God. And a lot of that carries over today. And it becomes a hard religious form. Because it was hammered years ago. Well, maybe that's the best they knew how to do it. I don't know. But as I read the Word of God, I see a loving God. I see a Jesus that died for us because He loved us so much. And yet on the other hand, I see a God that loves us so much, but yet on the other hand, He says, obey me. Obedience is a part of it. But we can't really truly obey in a right way because we're afraid of God. We need to obey because we love Him. And we need to bring that love back into the church. I serve Jesus because I love Him. I serve Jesus and I obey Him the best I know how because I love Him. And I know He loves me. And I like it that way. I don't want to be scared out of hell. I guess it's better than going there, but I think there's a better way. If we can only love people and show people the love of Jesus. This world is crying out for love. If you're truly born again, you're going to love people. If you're truly born again, there's going to be something inside of you that's planted there when you're saved. I know the first thing that got planted in me when I got saved was love. Because I wasn't that much of a loving person. But when Jesus moved in, love moved in. I'd look at people that were crippled or maimed or maybe in a wheelchair and my heart would just break for them. I'd say, oh God, that we can get them healed. I wanted to heal the world. What is that? That's the love that Jesus puts in us. That's not something that we can make happen ourselves. The only thing we can do is sell out to Jesus. The only thing that we can do is say, Lord, fill me with You. Let me be closer to You. Let me draw closer to You, Jesus. I wrote that song years ago. It's on her album. And it says, oh Lord, my Lord, see me here. I wrote that song at a time when I felt lonely. I wrote that song at a time when I wasn't sure of myself. But I wrote that song in the presence of God, and I knew He loved me. I knew He could see me. If nobody else did, if nobody else cared, I knew He did. And you see, that's enough. And a part of that song says, I'm aware of the fears and I'm aware of the doubts. Oh yes, I had them, and you will too. But when you're truly born again, you'll come past it all. When you're truly born again, you'll just talk to Him about it. And He'll say, it's all right. And He'll touch you. And He'll anoint you with His presence. And He'll just wrap His arms around you. And it's always okay. It's not something where you ever want to run away from Him. But when you trust Jesus Christ, you're going to want to run to Him. And you'll want to come to His people. You'll want to fellowship with those that love Him. My heart gets concerned when I see people living wrong lifestyles. My heart gets concerned when they can go to church and then they can go out and do those things that are contrary to what the Word says. The Word of God says that you can't lie, you can't cheat, you can't steal, you can't have adulterous relationships, you can't have fornication, you can't pervert the sexual morals that God has set up in His Word. You can't do these things. God says no. God says no. So if you're truly born again, it's hard for me to believe that you will do them. If you're truly born again, it's hard for me to believe that you're going to make heaven if you're in those relationships. I'm glad I'm not the judge. But I'll tell you this. If you will obey the Word of God, the Holy Bible itself, you will not do these things. You will not grieve God. You will not grieve the Holy Spirit. You will not desecrate and taint churches by flaunting it and saying, oh, it's a right. They don't know what they're talking about. God understands. Well, God understands, all right. But God has written His Word. That Word, that Holy Bible that He has written, it's a covenant. He's made this covenant with us. And He sealed it and signed it in His blood at the cross of Calvary. It's a blood covenant. Do you suppose that He's going to break covenant for you because you want to commit adultery, or because you want to sin, or because you want to fornicate, or because you want to change the things that the Word says? Because you think you know more than God does? I don't believe He will. I believe it's a serious thing. And God puts it upon my heart. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I don't like to see people live in these other lifestyles because they're not happy. They're just not happy. They don't have that peace within. It's like there's always something missing. But with Jesus, when you're truly born again and you walk with Him and you're obedient to His Word, you can talk with Him. You can tell Him your greatest secrets or your littlest secrets. As long as you do what He says, it's okay. He's forgiven you as long as you go and sin no more. There are people right now, you're listening to me, and I believe you're caught up in some of these sins. Maybe you go to church, I don't know. But there are people listening to me right now. And you've tried to cover it over, or maybe make an excuse. But I'm going to ask you something. Would you make some decisions? Do you want a home in heaven when you leave this earth? Or do you want to go to hell? That's the decision. But if you want that home in heaven, then I'm going to ask you to make a little deeper decision, and I'm going to ask you to begin to walk in the things of the Word of God. I'm going to ask you to begin to look at yourself. And I'm going to ask you to say, Lord, let me see myself through your eyes. I'm going to ask you to make some decisions that will assure you of a home in heaven when you leave this earth. I can't make you do this. I wish I could. I can't make you make these decisions. It's something you have to want. It's something that you have to confront and come face to face with. And I'm trying to bring you face to face with some things right now. Will you come face to face with these things that I'm giving to you? And will you say, Jesus, I want to go your way? Will you say, Jesus, help me? Will you begin to reach out to him and say, help me, Lord? Because you see, he will. He will take you and he'll change you. I like the testimony that David gave last week when he said he was an alcoholic and a drug addict and in and out of jail. But Jesus took hold of him. And Jesus will take a hold of you. And Jesus changed him, and Jesus will change you. He never said it was easy, did he? He just said Jesus did it. And every time he chose Jesus over the flesh, Jesus gave him the way out. The Bible says that God will make a way of escape out of every temptation. Every temptation. God will make a way of escape, but you've got to take the way when he makes it. And here's where a lot of people lose it. God says, here's the way out. And people say, later. Right now, God's making a way of escape for you. Don't say later. Don't say tomorrow, but now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to say, Jesus, I give my heart fully to you. Jesus, now is the time. I trust you. And let him do it. Will you make that choice today? Will you say yes to Jesus? Because when you say yes to Jesus, his pathway leads you into his grace, into his mercy. He'll cover every bad thing you've ever done. And he'll put it away. Just toss it into the deepest sea. Just as though you've never sinned. That's what he does for you. He just makes you new. But he won't do it against your will. And he won't do it until you ask him. Or at least until you say, yes, Lord, here am I. Remember, we used to sing that song a lot, Just As I Am, without one plea. Just as I am, Lord, I come to thee. And just like you are right now, if you'll just come to him, if you'll just make that choice, just make that choice. There are some of you right now, you're just on the verge of saying yes. I perceive that there's some young people and some of you are trying to pull apart from, so there's some of you that want to say yes and there's some of you that are still more into some mockery. But those of you that want to say yes, Don't let your friends pull you away from Jesus Christ. Don't let your friends and their mockery affect you, because that's the devil. And Jesus has his arms outstretched to you right now. And he's saying, come. Come, my young ones. Come. And watch what I'll do for you. He has so much. So much for you. But he wants you to truly be born again. He's not asking you to have a churchy thing. He's not asking you to do this little religious thing. But he's asking you to come to him for real. And watch the glory and the excitement and the power of what he will do in your life and how he will use you. But it's got to be real. And as a pastor, I can stand here and I can say, please come to Jesus. I could beg you, but all the begging does no good. It has to be your decision. Nobody can make you do it, and nobody can stop you. It has to be your decision. Will you make those decisions now? I've asked you to make some hard decisions, and some of you, I believe, are making them, and I want you to pray with me. And it's so simple that people miss it, but will you just pray with me? And say, Lord Jesus, I come to you right now. Jesus, just as I am, will you take me? Will you save me? Will you help me, Jesus? Just as I am, Lord. I'm willing to change as you will change me. I'm willing, Lord Jesus, to serve you as you would have me to serve you. Forgive me of all of my sins. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and as my Savior. Jesus, impart life into me now. Now, Jesus, put your life in them. Oh, put your life now. Oh, Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Save their souls. Oh, Lord God. Let your glory. Let your glory fall. Change their hearts. God's touching some people right now. He's doing some powerful works. And there's someone, even as we're praying here, someone you need to have some healing in your physical body. And he's imparting life that brings healing. And I speak that healing now. In Jesus' name I say, be healed. Be set free from that infirmity now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, say Jesus. Say this with me. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for touching me today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, Father, I thank you for those that have prayed with us, for those that you have ministered to today. I thank you and I praise you for them, Lord God. And I pray that you cover them with the blood, that blood covering, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover their minds, that you cover them, and that you put the tools within their hands and within their hearts and within their lives that will cause them to come all of the way, full circle around, to serve you and let your joy fall upon them. Let your joy be there. There's some, they've not really known that joy. All they've known is strife and horror. But this day, Lord, release joy and release peace and just release all the love that they need. Pour it on them, Lord. Just pour it on them. Hallelujah. God is doing some special things here today, and I'm so thankful for that. And I just love to be able to come into your homes and present this word. And we're going to have a few songs here, and I want you to just lift your hands and just continue to let God touch you and to let God be with you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.